will be coming in. Upon my authority as your princess, I demand you let me in. Wait outside for me. I'll see them alone. Of course, I'm safe here. Keep a watch on the door and don't let us be disturbed. Everyone else, out. Or I will have you removed. Old and new. You're all right. How proud you'd be of me if you could see me now. I just told a whole room full of people to get lost and they listened. All it took was nearly losing you for me to find my voice. I did almost lose you, didn't I? They pulled me away from you so quickly, I scarcely had time to react. As the guards took me away from the carriage and towards safety, all I could think of was you, lying there on the street. I begged and begged until one of them finally turned back for you, but that was the last I'd heard. They shoved me into a small house and barred the door, then left me again to make sure we weren't followed. And sitting there, alone, all I could think of was the sound of the arrow hitting the carriage door and how you had sprung into action before I could even realize what it was. How you put yourself between me and the danger before I even had a chance to move. And how you leapt from our car to drive off the assailants. All before I'd even begun to understand our situation. In the dark of that house, on my own, I could think of nothing but that assassin's blade catching your shoulder, or seeing that arrow hit your thigh. I was paralyzed. I couldn't have moved from the carriage even if I wanted to. I called out for you, terrified without you by my side, and you turned to find me. I felt safe as our eyes met. But then, that horrible brute of a man struck your head from behind, and I screamed as you fell. You had barely hit the ground before another of my guards pulled me from behind, out of the carriage, and hurried me away to safety. And there I was, sitting alone, not knowing if you were alive or dead, unable to do anything. I wanted to go and find you, or to get help, or just to make sure you were all right, but you always told me to take care of myself before helping others. I didn't want to believe that included you. That's quite the big bed they've set you on. I don't think you'll mind if I join you. The doctor said your injuries were all stitched and covered, but I'll rest my head on your other shoulder, just in case. I kept myself safe, just like you said. I didn't even want to be safe without you. Without you, I couldn't be okay. I never realized how much of my comfort and safety involved you being there. Ever since we were young, you've been watching over me. I always kind of liked it, having someone to pull me out of trouble and watch out for me. I knew, no matter what, I'd never face the world alone. It wasn't until today, as I sat by myself, that I realized just how afraid of being alone I really am. I realized how much of my safety was you. And I realized how lost and afraid I'd be without you. I never want to be without you. I want you with me always, through anything and everything, through court meetings, banquets, private counsels, and whatever the future holds. Not standing behind me, keeping watch, but next to me, with me, as my partner, my friend, my protector. My love. I love you. How long have you been awake? Have you been listening to me? Yes, of course, I'm all right. Why are you asking me? You're the one who's been stabbed and shot and clubbed. Of course you'd ask that. Always concerned about me. I'm fine, thank you. I posted guards at the door. We can lay here as long as we like. If that's okay with you. I suppose you heard me then. All of it. I did mean it. At least I think I meant it. I might have just been scared. We're still in shock from the attack. I don't know. Maybe I'm just terrified. I don't know what I'm saying. Please don't. You feel the same way too. That was nice. I Thank you. Would you hold me? You're all right. Really all right. I'm so relieved. I would have been lost without you. Please, I know keeping me safe is your job, but promise me that you're part of my safety now. You need to protect yourself as well. I'm not safe if I'm not with you. Everything to me. I've never been so relieved to see you. I really wasn't sure if you were gonna make it. I kept telling myself that you were gonna be okay. The fear of losing you made me realize how little everything else matters to me. I just can't bear the thought of not having you, of being without you. It's just too much to even think about. And that's all I could think about. Never, ever, ever want to lose you. Promise me that you won't ever leave me. I wanna go out those doors. The world's waiting out there. It's scary and uncertain. Good thing I'm in no hurry, and you need your rest. As your princess, I command you to stay here and heal up. And as someone who loves you, I'd like your permission to stay here with you. Deal?